My wife and I then sit down and review this report, line item by line item, and discuss each one. If we were below budget, we discuss why. If we were over budget, we review our expenses to determine what happened. After we discuss our plans and goals for the upcoming year, we go back over the report to guide us as we create a new budget for the upcoming year. This includes categories where we're going to reduce spending and others where we're going to increase spending. When this task is done, we have an agreed-upon budget for the upcoming year. If you are married, be sure to go through this process together. A budget is something both parties in a relationship must understand, agree to, and be committed to following. Now let's take a look at how to measure the performance of assets. While I monitor the performance of all my assets throughout the year, I always do a complete review and evaluation each December. As part of this evaluation process, I meet with my financial advisor, who manages a part of my investment portfolio. I seek his opinion on the market conditions and changes we need to consider to meet my financial objectives. We discuss my current income, special financial needs in the next 12 months, and my current risk tolerance. In addition, I seek the counsel of some wise friends whom I respect and trust. My goal is to get their input on our current market conditions and learn what their plan is for the upcoming year. When this process is completed, I make my final decisions and put together my investment plan for the new year. As part of my year-end financial review, I set my new net worth goals for the upcoming year. This includes the amount of money I'm committed to saving and the results I expect to achieve in my investments. I put these goals in writing, follow my plan, and monitor my results throughout the year to make sure I'm on the right track. Here's my challenge to you. Block out a full day between now and the end of the year to work on your financial goals and plan for 2011. As part of your plan, make sure you have a household budget that includes savings for future needs. If you did not follow a budget for 2010, read my post or listen to my podcast titled "Become the Captain of Your Financial Ship" and make the commitment to start using a budget in 2011. And remember, properly managing your money is the foundation to asset accumulation.